Good morning. Welcome back to Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. And we have my friend from Climatech of Professional Air. Are you awake over there? Are you ignoring me already?
No, I'm not. I'm here.
I would ignore me if I was you.
No, not at all. Not at all. Didn't know when it was my turn.
Well, you know, I'm one of those mysterious people that will look away and then all of a sudden just look right over. So in all fairness, That was not fair.
You may catch me watching one of the TVs. Sorry.
No, there's some shocking things happening on TV. So I don't blame you whatsoever.
I stay out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I really do.
Did you go to bed early last night or did you watch any of the DNC?
Oh, no, I did not watch any of that. I definitely went to bed. I stay pretty far away from politics. I just get aggravated on all sides, so I just
stay
away.
Smart man. My mom and dad said, no politics, no religion, keep it to yourself. You can have those things, just don't talk about them.
Right.
Which I think is a great idea.
Yep. So I try to avoid that. Just gets me worked up over nothing, so I do my part when I can and leave the rest to everybody else.
I say your blood pressure is probably wonderful.
I hope so. I try to stay away. I don't know. It's been a fun week. We've had a couple of bumps in the road just trying to get things figured out for a couple of customers, and that always frustrates me really bad. You know, if somebody has something, it's our product we put in. It personally affects me when somebody's having an issue, and I've got one gentleman I'm going to today. We got him running again, but we've had continuous something's going on other than just the parts we're replacing, and I'm not sure what it is, so I'm going out there today to dig into that a little deeper. I'm going to meet the power company out there, and you know, that's something that occasionally it comes up, and it's usually there's something there causing it. It may not be one big large smoking gun that we find, aha, here it is, but if we dig far enough, we can typically get into it, and sometimes it goes beyond us. It may go to the utility company. You know, a lot of the new equipment that we're putting in has a lot more electronic devices in it, which have proved in most cases to be extremely reliable.
Right.
You know, we've got units that we've had 12, 15 years running with all these electronics with zero issues, and that's the norm. I mean, we've had a lot of them. And then so when we see one unit at one particular household have multiple issues in different locations of the system, even when it's multiple parts, say you put in one part and then within a few months another part goes out again, something's not right. Something's causing that. And sometimes it takes digging a little deeper to figure out what's going on. And that's something that I kind of like enjoy doing because it's a little bit of a mystery. You get out there and you don't know what's going on. But, you know, and if customers out there or non-customers are listening and you've got issues that you've had multiple things going on, you know, I'm glad to dig into that or discuss that with you. If you'd like to call about it, call me at work. That's something that I really enjoy doing. I don't like frustrated and mad customers, but I definitely like trying to figure out, you know, deeper problems is sometimes a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And just to remind everybody, 850-437-1620. Give us a call. Text us. This is the time to ask Travis these questions. And like you said, you can also get a hold of him when he's not sitting here chatting it up with me and you. But
sure.
We love questions, so and challenge. You know, I had a challenge last week, so maybe we can beat the questions this week.
Bring it on. Text them in or call them. Either way. I enjoy it. Right. I really do. That's the part of my job I like the most. I really do enjoy talking to people. My wife's laughing if she heard that because she says I talk to everybody. But I like talking about issues people are having and trying to dig into what's going on, whether it be multiple drain line clogs or, you know, whatever it might be. I had a lady this week we actually went to, it's a rental situation, and it was really odd. They had put in a window unit with an air conditioning system, but the guy had put the window unit in blowing at the thermostat for the AC system. So it was causing the AC system to go on, off. Well, the issue was the power bill spiked. That's kind of where we led to. And I mean, that sounds kind of corny, but I like dealing with that kind of stuff and digging into that kind of stuff. So more than happy to dig into anything anybody's got.
Yeah, nobody likes anyone to struggle or have problems, but there is a satisfaction of being able to ease that for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. It is.
What's happening? I mean, here's a little bit different. I know the season's changing. I know in other parts of the country, people are getting ready to put their sweaters on, but what's the, you know, with the season's changing now here, what are some of the things people can be doing, or what are some of the mistakes people make during this time of the season? Are there any?
Well, really, the only mistakes would be, you know, not doing your routine filter changes and things of that nature. It is time to start contemplating. I mean, we're still in hot weather, obviously, but we're not too far away now from the time that you'll want to look for those fall tune-ups. Get things ready for the heating season that we'll have coming up before long. You know, having your heaters checked and cleaned and all that good stuff. You know, even a heat pump, it can be misleading, because when we do go into the heating season, they actually can heat two different ways. And if they're not using the heat pump outside, they will heat with the heat strips inside, and you may not know it because your house is going to stay warm, but yet you've got a lot higher power bill. Right. We just ran into that last night on a late night call. The gentleman had an AC issue go out. We got the AC fixed, but while we were there, we realized his outdoor unit was no longer working in the heat pump mode. So we've got the parts ordered to fix that. So those are the type things that those checkups and things actually catch that can really benefit you. Not only that, but keeping things running as efficient as they should be.
So should people, or do people cover their AC units here?
Cover? No. Yeah. No, because most everything here, most, is a heat pump, and that actually has to run. The outdoor unit runs as well in the heating season. So you definitely wouldn't cover anything here. And we really don't have a need to cover, because we don't have snow or anything
right.
like that
you
to worry about.
The scary white stuff that comes
no.
down.
No, whatever that stuff is.
That's right. We don't know what that is. Knock on wood, because we don't want to jinx ourselves, right?
Yeah, we've had it before. It shuts this place down.
So here's a question for you. And I want to reach 11 questions or comments, just so everybody knows. What kind of purifier is best for our area?
I'm assuming you're calling it like an air purifier. My personal favorite one is our electronic, the AccuClean. That air cleaner cleans everything before it gets into your AC system, so that's probably why I'm so partial to it. That filters out everything down to the flu virus. I mean, we're talking microscopic stuff here, 0.3 microns and below. So that filter does a fantastic job of keeping mold out of our air conditioning system, so the mold doesn't grow. It also keeps all those viruses and bugs and things out of the airflow. So if it comes into that air handler behind that filter, it catches it. And that's personally my favorite. There's also UV lights that are very good at what they do. Now, the UV light protects on the other side of the air handler, so it's killing bacteria and things like that in the air out in the space. Mm-hmm. They can be put together, and that's, I actually have that in my house. It's a very good way to do it, because then we're stopping it on both ends. It just keeps everything very sanitary.
Oh, good. We have a call. Front desk Tina just came in here and told me that one of my favorites, I mean, everyone's my favorite, but I like it. Right. Michael from the West Side, the Best Side, calls in. And we have Michael on the line. How are you, Michael?
Hey, this is Michael. I'm doing great, of course, from the Best Side, which, as we all know, let the choir say, the West Side. I'm calling for a comment. I have never heard, I guess you are from the North, because we don't cover the units down here in the South. I kind of got a little chuckle on that. And but the reason I'm calling, I've got a question about the question and comment, the air filters.
Yes, sir.
I was told if you get the one that's, they're really expensive. Mm-hmm. The ones that pick up everything, you know, fleas, this, that, whatever, micro dust.
Correct.
And then you can get the ones that are a little middle of the road or lower end. And I go towards the lower end. I don't have any pets or anything like that.
Right.
And I was told that they actually work they don't work your AC unit as hard as the filters that are supposed to get everything.
That is correct.
Under the sun, or most everything. And that's the true thing? Okay.
That is true. The good filters are good filters. The only issue that you have to understand is when we're putting more filter media in that hole, we're stopping more dirt, but we're also stopping more air. So if we're going to put a filter like that in that hole has to become much larger. We have to have a lot more material. So if we don't have the ability to add that extra space, we're kind of stuck having to use the smaller filters or the less aggressive filters, excuse me. But yeah, I jokingly tell people the best filter in the world is a piece of cardboard. It doesn't let any dirt through, and it doesn't, but it also doesn't let any air through. And that's kind of the relationship with filters. You are stopping more and more dirt, but at a point you're stopping too much air. And if we do that, we're hurting the HVAC system.
Right. And my, yes. Okay. Words of wisdom. And my, my comment is, I've heard a couple times on this show and the garden show of some people thinking that, oh, we had a couple cool mornings and, you know, fall's here. And boy, I've lived here my entire life so far. And everybody knows the winter doesn't come until St. Ann's Roundup, which is no longer here. Big disappointment. Or the fair.
That's right.
Once that comes, that's typically the cold weather. And that's in October.
Yep, we got a little ways.
We got plenty of heat. I'm out here cutting grass. I mean, I know it's plenty of heat till October. But anyway, yes, I really enjoy the show. I appreciate y'all very much. And y'all stay cool.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You got it.
I mean, how can you not think the West Side's the best side with you, Michael?
I get it. Hey, I grew up that direction, so I'm with it. I'm same like him. I'm from here my whole life and lived kind of on that side and the north side. I've lived a little bit all over, but yep.
And I'm here for comical relief. I mean, I had to throw in, do you cover anything here, right?
I give Chris, that's come in here with me a few times, a hard time because he's the same way. He's from Ohio, and sometimes he says something, and I'm like, what are you talking about? We don't do that.
Just checking. We're just checking to see if you might change your mind.
That's right. They'd probably look at me the same way if I go up there. What are you talking about?
Just a small test.
That's right.
That's all. That's awesome. Yeah, that's cute. I always think, I don't think of fair time as being, you know, winter. I'm thinking of fair time being fall and having fries.
Yeah, fairs is typically, we like he said, he's dead on it. I mean, you typically can almost write it in your calendar. The first week of the fair, we're going to have a first really cool snap.
Yeah.
Where you want a jacket. And it's been that way for, like he said, I've been here all my life, and it seems like it's just too many times that's been the case.
I'm almost six. I mean, I was excited to come here and not wear sweatshirts, but I'm almost missing them and kind of excited to. Oh, so I hope y'all are being honest when you say it's going to be cool, because I'll be in a t-shirt still. Everybody will be wearing sweatshirts, but yeah. So it's that season for sure. When do people normally click on their heat around here?
It is totally all over the map. I mean, we have people that will not turn the heater on before a certain date in the calendar. We've got people, I guarantee, that have already been running it with these 60-degree nights we've had. I guarantee you there's somebody out there that's bumped it on. So it's all over. I mean, it really is.
Right.
It's just something you can't really predict. And we get that question quite a bit. People want to know, what temperature should I keep this or that? I can't really tell you that. I mean, we've got anything from, you know, below 72, I'm going to have to say, is on the cool side from an engineering standpoint of air conditioning equipment.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, we got people that leave. I've seen it at 65 at night. People do that. And those are the ones that, you know, I think they save a whole lot of money if they look at mini splits for bedrooms. Because you're trying to bring an entire house down to that temperature is a lot of energy. And when it cuts off in the morning, that off time that it gets, but from that really low temperature up, you get a really high humidity spike in the house. And then it works the rest of the day trying to get that humidity back out. So you can cause some problems trying to keep it too cold, especially the whole house. So that's something that we get that question a lot, you know, what's a good temperature? And there's really no good answer. And that's why every house is different. Every scenario is different.
Right.
And that's part of, again, why I like talking to people about their scenario, because everybody's got a little different solution as well.
Right. What are some of the signs that you're working your system too hard or...
I mean, they're made to run, and they run. When you think about an air conditioning system and how much it runs with the limited amount of maintenance that it requires, and you're looking at a system that's going to run 10 to 15 years, could you imagine a car that you drove every day, all day, on and off for 15 years? I mean, it would be gone. So,
I'm like, is there a car out there that can do that?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, they really are when you look at them that way. Now, the problem with that is when you put an AC system in, you don't realize how old it is, because we go a lot of times and people say, oh, it's only a couple years old, and you look it up and it's six. Oh, no, it's more than that.
Time flies.
It's out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
So you don't think about it. And that's a lot of times why maintenance gets skipped and things like that. You don't think about it until it breaks. And then when it does break, it's a big deal. So,
right. How extensive is, or how easy or difficult, rather, is putting like a mini split in? I need some ammo to like support my theory when I go back and say, hey, let's get a mini split.
Yeah, well, in most cases, very easy. You know, we're going to put two in just a few hours on Friday. But it depends on the situation. Again, a little bit different. But if you're looking for a wall mount and it's on an external wall, it's pretty pretty quick and easy, pretty painless. So that's something to keep in mind. If you've got outbuildings, shops, things like that, mini splits are great for that. Florida rooms on the backside of a house where you've got a lot of glass, more glass than the rest of the house, that really needs a mini split. I just talked to a customer about this last week as well. He put two vents out there back when the room was enclosed, and he's never been real happy with it. Now he's looking to upgrade his AC system, and he's like, can we do something about this? And not really, because with an AC system without a zone in it, I can't put enough air in that room. If I did put enough air in that room to make it cool, the problem is that when the thermostat inside the house satisfies, that room heats up a lot faster, and the thermostat has no way to know that. So without a control out there, it's going to heat up faster because it has more glass per square foot than the rest of the house does. So we've got to do something a little different. So we've either got to put in an AC system that has its own zone that can do just that area, or a mini split, which is typically a lot cheaper and easier to do. So we're going to look at a mini split for that solution. And typically Florida rooms, they're a great solution.
Do you find that people with older homes usually go with a mini split, or do you find that new construction are being...
In some, we've had both. We've had even new construction homes, because energy efficiency is huge.
Right.
And mini splits are extremely energy efficient. So in some cases, the energy efficiency offsets your ductwork and things like that. So it just depends on what you want. There's really no, again, right answer to say, but they've been put in old houses, been put in new houses. I know overseas they're hugely popular because they're just more used to them than we are here. But we've got more brands that we've brought on lately that have different pricing. So we've now got a lot of access to Samsung units as well as our Mitsubishis we've sold forever. We've got other brands other than that that are even less money. So it kind of depends on what you want to do with it. And that's why we try to keep everything open so that we can present multiple options to a customer. It frustrates me when I go behind another company and the customer's been given one option.
Right.
It's like, come on, really? I mean, that's not fair to them. So
no.
I like giving multiple options without getting confusing.
That's good. What's the process when you're sitting down with someone to kind of like present? I mean, how, like, walk me through if you were going into someone's home to,
yeah,
you know, do an evaluation.
First thing is get a really good idea of everything that's there, including the ductwork. And I can't tell you how many times I go in and somebody tells me, well, nobody else has done that. If I don't know what the ductwork looks like, I can't sell you the system you need and know that it's going to work like it should. If I put in a high efficiency system with a variable speed drive blower motor, that blower motor is going to work against the duct system that's in the house. So if I've got a really restrictive duct system, I could actually use more energy with this new high energy efficient system than your old one did. And that's not fair.
Right.
And it's not going to work right. You're going to be mad at me. So my first thing is to get a complete idea of what's going on in the house. You know, where's the unit now? Inside, outside, the ductwork, how is it designed? Is it up there right? Is it insulated properly? Even like to look at the insulation in the attic while I'm up there typically to see, you know, if your attic insulation has collapsed to, you know, 4 or 5 inches of insulation, that may be something you need to do. That's not necessarily my job, but I'm, you know, it's
right,
a cheap fix for you to get a lot more efficient house. So that's my first thing. And then after that, I usually like to ask the customer, what are your complaints with your current system? If you could change anything right now, what is the number one problem? Is it too damp in your house? Do you have bedrooms that don't heat and cool? Is the system too noisy? Because if I'm going to address that, I want to make sure I present options that are going to address whatever those problems are. And then after that, it's more or less, where's your budget? Where do you want to be? And then we try to make all this stuff fit and try to present a few options that will give a solution to all of that.
And do you work with a finance
group? We do.
For
we
people?
Do. We've got financing available that can do it right on our website and get the financing approved there. And we finance any of the systems we install. So that's always an option.
That's awesome. And how long are warranties? Warranties vary on?
Warranties pretty much across the board. You're going to get at least a 10-year parts warranty, which is going to cover all your parts. I'm glad you brought this up because this is important.
I'm sometimes good, huh?
Well, no, this is awesome because we just talked about this, so it's my fault for forgetting.
Oh, no.
So warranties include the parts for 10 years. The company that installs it is required to give you the labor warranty for a year. That's pretty much industry standard. So for 1 year, you're free and clear out of pocket. The next 9 years, the parts are covered, the labor's not. So a lot of customers think, well, all I've got to do is pay labor. Well, there's a caveat there that doesn't get mentioned, and that's refrigerant. Refrigerant is not covered after the first year. So we've started selling a lot more extended warranties, because the extended warranties that you can purchase for the 10 years cover labor and refrigerant.
Oh, wow.
And refrigerant is something that we're probably fixing to see go crazy, because they're going to stop producing the 410A we're using now. When they stop producing it, the price goes up, 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 up. And I have seen literally refrigerant only prices go, you know, if you had a bad leak and a lot of it added, you may pay for over $1,000 in refrigerant. So that's something that's not covered, that we just talked about with our guys, you know, educating the customers on it, letting them know if you're going to get a new system, here's just something that's not covered. Because if refrigerant goes up, like we saw it go up when 22 was phased out, it can get really expensive. And if you've got that covered, you don't have to worry about it. So that's typical warranty, though, is going to be 10-year parts, 1-year labor, but the refrigerant is only in that first year. So the extended warranties we sell will cover everything for 10 years if that's what you want to do.
That's awesome. That's a put you a little bit at ease when you're, you know, you're realizing not just the labor's also included.
Yeah, and I'm kind of one of those guys that had to almost be coaxed into the extended warranty things, because I'm not an extended warranty guy. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm every time they ask me, no, no, no. But in our case with that refrigerant and seeing what I've seen over the years, I'm becoming a lot more acceptance of the extended warranty actually being a good thing and not just taking money from somebody. It can actually save you quite a bit.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a good idea. I think we were just been brainwashed over the years of any time someone's doing extended warranty, they just wanted more money. But let's just remind people how to get a hold of you and where to go. I know climatechproair.com.
That's right.
Or
they can call us at 850-857-4700.
And don't wait too long to get your
service. Get a check.
That's right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, ma'am.